Hello and welcome to Positive Talks. I'm your host, Christina. I hope you're doing well this week. It has been a crazy time over here on my end as the lack of not posting the last couple of weeks. I normally try to be consistent on this platform at least, because with everything else, I'm not. And life's just been really crazy. I'm in this busy season with my family that I'm dealing with a lot of medical issues with my grandparents. So I've just been focusing on that. And yeah, I'm kind of getting back into head of things now. And I'm kind of really excited and also just tired, but I decided to just talk about everything that's been going on and why I haven't been posting, how I'm going to get back to podcasting again. This is something that I love dearly. It has helped me heal and grow with having all other guests and also listening to other podcasts that have helped me have a different perspective on life. And I'm just going to share with you what's been new with me and also give you some things that I've been learning along the way, because sometimes I feel like it's repetitive, but I try not to be. And yeah, I really hope you're doing well. I'm doing okay now. I know a lot of people sometimes when they say they're okay, they're really not okay. They're just like, I'm fine, but they're not. But really, I'm okay. I'm not like, you know, sad. I'm just okay. Like, I'm okay where I'm kind of accepting things with my grandparents being old and just accepting things of how life is and how life has different seasons and things for you. And yeah, I'm just kind of going with the flow. So the first thing first, I'm just gonna go ahead and give you updates about what's been going on in my own life, and then I'll give you updates about what I've been liking so far and all of that jazz. So I'm gonna try to keep it short and sweet, but if you know me, that's probably not gonna happen. But I'm recording this on a Wednesday, which it should be uploading today, but I haven't. I've been all over the place. So is my mind, have been all over the place. That's something I'm learning to work on, is just trying to focus one thing at a time and trying to focus on what I can do to achieve my daily goals. One of the things that is new is my grandma. We thought she had dementia or on the barrier of it. We got her test results back. I believe it was Monday or yesterday when we went to the doctor. Basically, the doctor said everything's fine. All the results came back okay. She just needs to exercise and have a better diet, a Mediterranean diet, he suggested. And also a routine. A lot of times when we get older, we tend to just not have a routine and not know what to do. And a lot of their friends have passed on already, so it's kind of hard for them to have a certain routine. So lately, my weekends have been preoccupied by having family come over to their house, especially people that I remember from my childhood and others where I'm kind of like, I don't really remember you type of thing. So it's been really nice to just have that bonding time and just share about memories and all that good time. And I can definitely see a difference with that. There definitely were some heart conversations that I had to have with my family, with myself, and just accepting things and getting my stuff together in an act. And so yeah, definitely something that I feel like when a medical situation arises in a family, it kind of turmoils on everybody else, meaning it's really hard with everybody to juggle with schedules and getting everybody involved and making sure everything is okay with the person that has a medical issue. So I'm glad everybody is on topic with everything. So that's on that. Other than that, just been spending time with family, like I've said. Talking to other people that I haven't talked to in a long time. It's really funny now because
we have social media back then. We were like, oh, we'll see you in a couple years. We'll see you a couple months. Now, like, oh, you have Instagram. You have Facebook. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll add you. I'm like, oh, you're my family member from which side? My grandma, my grandpa, like, who? So it's so funny to realize how big of a family I do have. And I always thought I had a small immediate family, like with my aunts and uncles and my mom and stuff and cousins, but turns out I really don't. I kind of have family all over California and Mexico, so it's been really interesting to learn my family history again and my family's health history again with everybody being involved and, you know, just coming together. So it's been really interesting to learn more about my culture, because la cultura de being Mexicana is really important to just really know your background and being and showing who you are as a Latina and representing who you are is really important. And having that cultura with your family and talking about it and just, you know, having those good memories, even though I may not understand them or may not know them, you know, because some have passed on, but just seeing them like, oh, I remember this, it just brings me joy. So that's been nice. And yeah, so that's that. On to me, I suppose. Things that have been new with me. I am still in school. I actually have been, I took a break for a little bit. I messaged my professor and I've been turning in my assignments, and he was pretty nice about, well, I'll give you like a 2-day extension. I'm not really allowed to do that, but I'll give it to you anyway. And so he was pretty nice. And then he ended up doing like an announcement to everybody. So everybody else got a 2-day extension. So there's good people out there. So, which is really nice. So we got a 2-day extension for 2 weeks. For certain assignments. So that's been really nice and helpful for me. I have been really thinking about, you know, with school being so busy and just everything stressing me out, there is another school that I'm kind of looking into applying. It's kind of a strictly online class. It's with more online school, not class. Well, they have online classes, but I believe you can also go to the campus too. But it's more for working adults, meaning if you work and have kids and you have a lot of things to juggle. So I'm thinking of going to that route. That's more suitable. But I'm also looking at the how private schools are more expensive than public schools and all of that jazz. So I'm trying not to make any risk decisions. So I'm kind of like figuring out everything with all of that. Being in a bachelor undergrad program is a whole completely different than just attending a community college. I feel like a bachelor program is much more stressful than being at a community college. I mean, don't get me wrong, community college is stressful too anytime you're in college, but I feel like when you're in undergrad, that's a whole different story. Also, fun fact, apparently one of my second cousin, I don't know, he also went to the same community college that I did, and now he's at, I think, UC Davis or something, and he studied computer science. I was like, oh, how funny. I'm like, I would have known you, maybe, I don't know, but I haven't met him. His parents were the one that told me that when they came over. Thought that was really funny. Yeah, so that's what's new with that. I don't know if you guys knew about me working with the Easter Bunny. I worked with the Easter Bunny in 2016. You're probably like, what are you talking about? In 2016, that's when I started working with, back then it was called Worldwide Photography. Now it's called, I don't know, they have like 2 different names. So I'm kind of like confused on why they have 2 different names, but back then it was called Worldwide Photography. Now it's called like Cherry Hill Programs, but it still says Worldwide Photography. So I'm kind of like, I don't know, but I work for them again. I'm going to do the Santa season starting November 11th, I believe the manager said. And I'm excited. This is my first time doing the Santa season. I never did Santa before. I get to dress up as an elf and, you know, like, have little kids come to the mall and be like, Santa, let me take a picture. And they'll be like, eh, cry, you know, all that stuff. And then you tell the parents, oh, well, package A is $30. Package B is $40. What do you want to buy? You know, kind of like do that stuff. And then, yeah, I'm really excited. We start November 11th and we go all the way to, I believe, Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. I want to say Christmas Eve. I don't know why I'm thinking Christmas Day, but I want to say Christmas Eve. We go. And I'm really excited to do that. I hope everything goes well. The new manager is a different manager than the one when I did this Easter one. She said, like, a lot of people quit and it's a whole new, like, team basically, and even new district manager and new, like, manager that I work with. She seems really nice so far. I haven't met her, but we've been, like, communicating back and forth with everything, and I'm really excited to dress up as an elf and work with Santa. Y'all probably think I'm crazy, but I really am excited to work with Santa. So if you live in my area and you want to come see me, you can come see me at the local mall and you can say, ho, 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 would you like to take a picture with Santa Claus? And I can tell you, package A, package B, I think there's three packages. I'm not sure, but I know there's two packages that I saw so far, the little flyer thing. But I'm so excited. Yeah, it's minimum wage, basically, $16 an hour, and pays every 2 weeks. And what more can you get in the spirit of joy and Christmas? Christmas is, like, one of my favorite, like, holidays ever. I don't know why, but it's always been. But, yeah, I'm excited to work with Santa. other than that, that's about it. Oh, my gosh. I had a scare the other day. One of my Instagram, I felt like it got hacked or something. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I couldn't get in. But something happened where it kind of synced to my Facebook. I don't know how that worked. So I got everything under control. And I was like, okay, I think this is a sign where I need to start posting more. Because I only post on my private, like, friend list, so they can only see. And so I'm going to, like, start posting more stuff and doing more things. Trying to, I always say try, because I feel like I post one time and then I forget, like, to post again. I'm not one of those people that, oh, I have to post all the time. I don't really do that anymore. Another thing that I have been really focusing on is just my sleep. Everything that's been going on with my life, with my family, I've been focusing on my sleep, trying to get more sleep in early. I've been loving that because it's been making me feel in a good mood. I feel rested and I don't feel like depressed or sad or anything. And also what's been helping me is I have this room spray that I use, and I just spray around my bed area and my pillows, and it helps me fall asleep. I don't do it every day because some reason when I spray it, I feel like I cough a lot. And yeah, I just don't really do it all the time, but when I do, I feel like I knock out and get, like, sleep. I have to sleep like a baby, otherwise I'm gonna wake up fussy and I'm just gonna be mad. And I don't, who wants to be like that? So I've been focusing a lot on my sleep. I've been doing breathing work, and I started doing meditation. Well, I only have done it once. I haven't fully done it again, but it made me fall asleep for a couple of minutes. I'm like, oh wait, do I wake up now? I found this meditation playlist on Spotify, and I just found that I just typed, like, meditation spa music, and then I just closed my eyes and, you know, did kind of thing, and it felt good, and I felt like I was relaxed in a way, and I really have enjoyed doing that, although I haven't done it since that one time, which is a failure, I know, but I'm gonna try to get another thing that I have been doing when I'm stressed out. I don't know if you guys do know this, but I learned it
in one of my psychology classes that I took at my community college. It's called tapping. So tapping is pretty much on the body, and it forms the foundation of, you know, from the top to your head to like your chest area. You put your hand on top of your head and you just keep tapping, and wherever you feel stress, like if it's on your chest, you tap right there. If it's on your side of your eye, when you're twitching your eye, you can, you know, start tapping. Or if it's under your chin, you can start tapping. You know, I really have enjoyed figuring out that tapping has really worked well for me. I know a lot of people are like, what is tapping? Definitely look into that if you are not familiar with it, because I do really think that it has helped me in a way where I can just relax and just be like, Christina, be quiet and don't make a scene, just tap and you'll be okay. And it really has helped me stay grounded and make me feel better. And that's what I mean about breath work. Just taking a deep breath and just being like, exhale, inhale, and just relaxing. It has really been helpful. And I know a lot of people always say, no, it's not. I really do think it is. And with meditation, which I'm planning to do that again sometime soon. Maybe I could do that this weekend. Who knows? But yeah, just been doing that. Another thing that I have been doing is I found a really cool app. I believe it looks like it's all women, but I don't know if men can join too. I'm assuming you can. It's called, I don't know if you pronounce this right. I'm pretty sure I already talked about it. I want to say it's Silk and Sonder, but I don't know if I'm pronouncing it because I'm terrible at pronouncing stuff. And basically, it's an app where you communicate with other people, either in your area or around your area. You can get the journal, and it'll come to you in the mail, and you basically track your mood and track your habit tracker, track your goal tracker, and it has affirmations, and it has things like, I took a little screenshot of what I have, like your spiritual health, your mental health, your key relationships, your physical health, your home and environment, your creative life. You can add those things that you want to work on yourself. And each month is a new theme that you learn and do. And there's also coloring pages on there. And on the app, you can listen to, I would say they're like podcasts, but they're really not, because they're extremely short, like 20 minutes. And they talk about rituals, like how important routines are and how important it is to be, you know, having goals in your life and all of that stuff. It has been really fun, and I love doing that in the mornings and starting my days with affirmations, because I tend to be a negative person, even though I mean, like, oh, she's sunshine, bunnies, and unicorns, and all that. I really am not. Sometimes my head gets to me too much when I overthink a lot of times. And going to the app first thing in the morning, besides Facebook and Instagram, I love that app because I get to wake up with affirmation. And like today, one of the affirmations was, it said, I'm opening if I can, and you can do like bingo and all that stuff, journals, journal prompts, and it says, today's affirmation is, everyone needs to rest, including me, and yesterday was, I'm open and receptive to all the wealth in life that offers me. And each day you get a new affirmation, and there's challenges. And I absolutely love that app. It's been one of my favorite ones so far that I've downloaded. It's funny because I just went on the app store and just typed self-care, and that was like the first one that popped up. So that's something that I've been doing, just focusing on me and focusing on my mental health. And just realizing that I'm the most important person that I need to work on. And if I can't have a good relationship with my own self, how can I have a good relationship with my friends or my family? You know, if I'm always negative, how can I you know, how can not they not have that energy? So I've just been trying to do little things like that. I've also been back into surprising my friends. I've always been a person who's talked about surprising and helping, you know, people that matter to you and that are important to you. And so, like, I recently just bought something for one of my friends, and I hope they enjoy their gift. So yeah, I just started to do little things like that to make me feel better. And I bought something else for one of my this other person. I hope they also enjoy their gift. So I bought two things for two people that are really important people to me. And when I do that, I don't expect, like, oh my god, she needs something. No, I don't really expect any of that. I do that because it makes me feel good. And that's what I'm trying to do, is what makes me feel good. You know, what can I do to others that they might need, that they can also feel good? And or how, what can I do to surprise them? Maybe they can't tell me that they're having a bad day, or maybe they've been wanting something but they can't get, and maybe I do have the means to get it for them. And so just doing little things like that for them has been really helping my mental health in a way, because it's kind of like giving and you don't want anything back to you, you know? So it's kind of just like, here you go, I hope you enjoy your gift. So it's been really nice to do that again, and I'm just really happy with that. Let's see what else is new besides that. I'm trying to think. Oh, I've been on a reading kick again. I absolutely have been loving the Colleen Hoover books. Coho has been my favorite book author ever since I read It Ends With Us, I think it's called. I don't remember anymore. But yeah, I just been loving her books. I actually purchased her new book. I believe it Starts With Us or something. And I believe this is my third book of hers that I'm reading. And yeah, I've just been really obsessed with reading and all that stuff. And it's just, I don't know, I really love to read. And another thing that I'm currently learning and loving is languages. I'm learning to love doing languages. I had this app called Duolingo. I had it for, I think I'll just say about 2 years now. And I'm learning Spanish. Even though I know Spanish, but I know the, what do you call it? The not correct term Spanish. I know more like the lingo, the, I don't know how you, when you say it, but it's not like you would have a conversation with a lawyer in Spanish, if you catch my drift. So I'm learning the actual Spanish, and then I'm also learning Greek, which is actually really interesting and kind of hard, but also kind of like somewhat easy, but not too easy, if that even makes any sense. And then I'm also learning like the whole grammar in English as well. I actually just recently bought me a book on Amazon, and it should be coming in the mail, I want to say Friday. I ordered a Spanish one book, which is a grammar book, and it has over 80 pages. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm purchasing another one. It's called the English Grammar Workbook. And I'm going to look for a beginner's Greek workbook, because I feel like although Duolingo helps you in some sense, but actually writing and learning how to pronounce the language and having the articulation of the language with others is really helpful. So that's what I've been really loving, is just doing languages and discovering other parts of myself that I'm really just trying to get to know. So I'm going to share a few podcasts that I have been obsessed with. I have so many podcasts, it's so unreal. I feel like I have more podcasts than playlists. A lot of people will be like, share your playlist. I'll be like, yeah, I just like have Spanish music on there and my podcast, so I could share you a podcast. So I want to share you three podcasts, because I literally have a lot.
and then I'll share some more. So the first podcast that I really love, I feel like she is a big sister type of therapist, type of friend that you would need to listen to in her podcast. Title is Do You Fucking Mind by Alexis Fernandez. She is in Australia. I don't know if she's Australia based or I think she moved to Australia. But her accent and her the way she delivers her messages and the way she speaks is something that is out of this world and I really enjoy. Another one that I really love is Archetypes by Meghan Markle. I love this woman and I love the royal family, and I was so sad when Queen Elizabeth passed away. I actually really cried when that happened, and I watched it and I woke up early. Anyhow, but Archetypes with Meghan Markle, I really love this podcast because I feel like she's connecting with you, and it's not like any other podcast where you're like, oh, and there's talking this and that, but I feel like she's having a conversation with you about how you feel and why you think this and that and what we can do to make a change. And I just really love the way she speaks, so elegant and so poised and very well educated. I really just love that woman. Even though a lot of people downplay her and say things, but definitely listen to Archetypes by Meghan Markle. And the last one for this time, I'm going to say, I don't know if you were a fan of reality TV. I loved Laguna Beach and the Hills. I was just like so obsessed with that. Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Colletti did or is still doing the podcast called Back to the Beach. It's basically recapping everything that happened on Laguna Beach. I believe they're gonna do a second season for it, because there was two seasons. This was the most popular one. I know they had a season three on Laguna, but I don't think it went crazy like the first two. But basically they talk about if it was real, they have guests on and they talk about, you know, like what their life after Laguna and how Laguna the show changed them. So it's really interesting how listening to them and how much it was produced and how much of it was all really fake, because when you're young you're like, oh, it's real, and you're like, no, it's not. So it's been really interesting listening to those podcasts. I'm a huge podcast person. I love it. I think I listen to them more than music. Other than that, I just been journaling. I bought a new journal prompt at Target. I know Target's been having a lot of journal prompts recently, which is good. I just been journaling and just doing a lot of focusing on myself and trying to get myself better and just trying to do one thing a day where I can be like, you got this, you'll be okay, and you're proud of yourself. That way you can be proud for others. And that's what I'm really trying to do, just try to be a better, stronger me, and also mindset. And so far it's been working well. I definitely have my moments where I'm just like, okay, but I just keep pushing through, and just like we all have to do, just keep pushing through. And I definitely have realized that once you focus on yourself, you really get to know yourself. And that's what I've been really been doing. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I'm so sorry that I have been away for a long time. I have missed you guys. For those that still listen, thank you. And for those that don't, come back and listen. I bet you missed me. No, I'm just kidding. But thank you for still sticking by and listening. I appreciate you all so much. And I'm definitely going to continue posting and
continue having guests and continue, you know, showcasing who I am and showcasing my boys. And just this podcast and this platform has helped me with a lot of things and connecting with others. It's almost going to be 3 years in April. So that should tell you something about why it's important to me. And yeah, oh, one more thing that I forgot to mention that I've been loving is the Red Table Talk with Jada Pickett-Smith on Facebook. You can watch it for free. Love the conversations, the deep rooting conversations, the questions, and the way that they listen, and the way that they just pay attention with no judgment, and the way that they show empathy, and the way that they care. And I think that's what we need to start doing more with people that matter to you. And I encourage you all to at least watch one interview. I watched the Breonna Taylor interview with her boyfriend and the mom and sister, and I just cried. It was so sad to see the reactions and listen to all of that. And I encourage you to watch it. It might give you a fulfilling hope for yourself. But yeah, that's definitely it. And I'm excited to be back. And I'm excited to, you know, hopefully come out stronger and be okay. And we will push through. I'm going to leave you with a little quote as always. It's okay to take time. It's okay to take a rest for yourself. And once you do, you'll come back and you'll feel better. Because if you don't take care of yourself, how can you take care of somebody else? I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. As always, we will talk soon. Take care.